327-0365.
No deal, that's the word from Copenhagen, and the word on health care in the Senate will break both of those down. Canada's frozen, and you might say, well, big deal, what else is new? No, seriously, it's a big, big snowstorm that slammed into parts of Canada that has people buried beneath incredible amounts of snow. Not to mention the wind chill and the winds. Iran is going to try three Americans who crossed the Iraqi border. They thought that with some government help, it might be null and void, but that's not the case. Fair or foul, we'll talk about that. And if that's not enough, Obama's job approval falls to a brand new low at 44%. Why does it keep dropping? We'll talk about what the Rasmussen poll is showing, and that's a daily poll where you'll get spikes now and then. There's a little bit of a spike after West Point. Now it's gone back down. But first, let's talk about what's happening with health care that affects all of us. It was starting to look like there was going to be this big, juicy vote, a vote that could change all of our lives. Might not be implemented today, but down the road, not too far in the distant future, health care would be changed as we know it today. Now, do I think healthcare should be changed and there should be some reform? You bet. Do I think it's ridiculous what's happening to people because of insurance gouging, I'm going to call it, by some of the big pharma guys who are in cahoots that, once again, are squeezing out the middle class? I mean, there's something inherently wrong when we make jokes that you have to pay $30 for an aspirin when you're in a hospital. $30, please. So we all do agree, I think, across the board, that there needs to be some kind of reform, but not the reform that's been talked about in the House and not the reform that's been talked about in the Senate. That's why so many people crawled out of the woodwork to get political or react. People who never cared about politics started to show their faces in all kinds of meetings to try to let their voices be heard from Tennessee and Illinois and California and everywhere in between. So here's the deal. First we hear, geez, there won't even be a vote. Too many people want to sound off on this as far as the Senate's concerned, so we'll swing into next year. Then we hear, wow, there's a good chance. We've had this compromise. It's a great chance we're going to be able to pass this thing. Now we're hearing, forget about trying to find the 60 votes. It's not going to happen, right? So Joe Lieberman is at the heart of this struggle. And, of course, he's independent now from Connecticut. He's a longtime senator from Connecticut. So he is seriously threatening to join the GOP in opposing this legislation. And the key thing is, he's saying if it allows uninsured people as young as to 55 to get Medicare coverage is the big thing. He's opposing that part of the legislation. But his vote is so critical to even the remote possibility that they could hit 60. So he's being cornered all over the place. He did the Sunday swirl thing. He was on a ton of the Sunday shows. And here's what he said when he was cornered in the hallowed halls in the Capitol today.
The important thing is, I'm for health care reform, and if we get together, we're going to deliver a health care reform bill that will provide the ability to get health insurance to 30 million people who don't have it now. We're going to regulate the insurance companies, and we're going to cut the cost. That's tremendous.
So can I still count on your vote?
Well, I'm going to see how things go now.
You're not ruling it out.
No, but I'm saying this. The important thing to say is we've got this very strong network and system of subsidies for people, including people who are 55 to 65. So the idea of the Medicare buy-in no longer was necessary because they're taken care of very well under the Finance Committee.
All right, so bottom line is what he's saying specifically to what he doesn't like is the whole taxpayer cost thing. It's what we've said all along, just overall in general, with some of the elements of the bill. It's going to add to the deficit. He's saying it's unnecessary. It doesn't make any sense, you know, whatsoever. And saying there's just no way he's not going to vote for it. It's not going to happen. But what's interesting is there's been a leak. Imagine a leak in Washington. There was a leak that one of the aides on the Hill said that Lieberman responded completely differently last week when he was asked in private again by Senator Harry Reid about the proposed Medicare provision, right? And he said, I'm okay with it. I support it, all that stuff. But then his comments became public and, you know, they were generally kind of favorable. So once it started to come out and he started to get slammed a little bit on this, then he changed his mind is what they're saying. So he has a meeting and says, okay, that's fine, I agree. And then when it starts to come back negative, he changes his mind. Here's the bottom line. Lieberman lost the Democratic nomination for re-election the last time he ran. And in 2006, and then won as an independent. But he still has the chairmanship of Homeland Security and Government Affairs, that committee, right? And this is that post, especially. That is because the Democrats let it happen, because it is a Democratic-controlled Senate, let's face it. So, of course, what he got the most attention for his comments. The other people that got a lot of the attention were Ben Nelson from Nebraska, because he's concerned, and Senator Claire McCaskill, same thing, saying that they, for different reasons, that they wouldn't vote for it. But Lieberman seems to be the main guy that everybody's talking about as somebody who is going to stop this thing cold in its tracks. And then you have Republican leader Mitch McConnell, who's not really backing down on what he's saying. He's saying that Americans are pretty much opposed to this bill, and it doesn't matter. Democrats are still trying to ram this through, jam it through before Christmas, and it's a stretch. We've been saying this all along. Why are they trying to do this in the first place? It's not going to happen. They're not. Sorry, Harry Reid, for you, it's the Grinch who stole Christmas. For the rest of us, I think it's a good thing. Can we please punt for a second, look at this, and come back to the table with something much better than the kindling that's out there right now? I mean, give me a break. In the meantime, you have developing countries boycotting the climate talks. Of course, that's your other no deal in Copenhagen. You have a lot of people upset. Tensions are pretty high. And the conversation is, if we're trying to come to some kind of a deal here, cut some kind of a package deal, the time is ticking. We've got only days left before the conference is done. So how are we salvaging these negotiations? And what they're wrangling over is the emission reductions. And they froze a timetable for government ministers to negotiate a whole bunch of the issues on this. I don't think they're going to come away with a deal. I don't think so. And trust me, that's a good thing, because once again, haste makes waste, that whole thing. And you'd be paying, my friends, across the board on this one, too. All right, we're going to talk about Canada. Why is it frozen? We'll answer that question next.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolife, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolife and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
All right, so check it out. In Canada, boy, it's pretty bad in some of the areas in the north central part of the Canadian province of Ontario. They are really digging their way out. Worst snowstorms, one of the worst on record. They got just north of Toronto about 100 centimeters of snow. Now, how much snow that is? 100 centimeters. For those who don't know the calculation, I hate that too, by the way. I had that drummed into my head. I don't know what it was, maybe my last year in high school, but 100 centimeters is 40 inches of snow. That's how much they've gotten over the past 3 days. Oh, that's brutal. So you got main highways that are just being reopened, but they've been closed for days. And you want to talk about a thick blanket of snow. I mean, that's like beyond chest high. So 100,000 people plus affected by the storm, and they're cut off. I mean, they're in their houses, cottages, and their communities. It's snow emergency. Schools, of course, would be shut down. Businesses, because who's going to do anything? And then you think about this, too. You have a police department. They said they couldn't see their parked patrol cars buried under the snow. They're trying to help people. So they're just telling everyone, stay away from the area for at least the next couple of days. We can't even find our patrol car. That's bad. And the temperatures? Oh, awful. Who better to ask that about what's going on in Canada than Sam in Montreal? Hello, Sam.
Better in Ontario than in Quebec.
And 40 inches of snow. What's the most snow that you've ever been in? Can you top that? I mean, they've been one of the worst storms ever.
Not the closest we came was in 1971, the day that Prime Minister Trudeau made a mistake. I mean, got married. Boxing Day, 1969. I was a little kid. And Boxing Day for your American friends, it's the day after Christmas, and that's when all the sales are here. So everyone starts fighting, and that's how Boxing Day came about, but that's besides the point. We had about 37 inches, and I was delivering newspapers.
Ooh.
So here I am, a little kid, delivering newspapers, and a whole bunch of people felt sorry for me on top of the Christmas tips, because this is after Christmas, they said, here, go buy yourself a Coke, go buy yourself whatever. So I finally came home. I remember this like it was yesterday. I am soaked to the bone. My father was an ex-Army man. He said, strip down here. I'm going like, Daddy, Mommy's going to see me naked. Who cares? Do you want to see Mom see you naked or catch a cold? I'm thinking, Okay, so I, you know, stripped down, and they got me into a hot bath and the whole bit. So we've come close, but, I mean, that was in a big city, not like north of Toronto. And, for people, Toronto, they don't know how to handle snowstorms like we do here in Montreal. I mean, like, a few years ago, they had a major snowstorm. For them, 20 inches, call out the Army. Why? Because some people were too lazy. Bluntly, one person said, let them shovel out my car. I don't want to.
Yeah, that's blunt. You get the shovel, you do it.
Yeah, you do it. So the Army said, fine, but if we scratch it, we're not held responsible.
There you go.
Yeah, so doop doop. Spoke to Steve today. And he saw the interview on, he saw Obama's interview.
Yeah.
As he bluntly said, it might as well have just been two guys sharing a cup of coffee. That's the way he looked at it. It looked like a glorified conversation, two friends. He didn't ask, like I said, the real hard questions about, you know, everything and anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Steve, who knows? Maybe when I told you, I said, how about Mike Wallace? And then you mentioned, Chris Wallace.
Yeah.
And he said, what is going on? I mean, what happened to the days of maybe David Brinkley, Chet Huntley, David Brinkley? Are they before your time, or do you remember?
No, I know who they are, yeah. Yeah. What kind of interview would they conduct? I mean, 60 Minutes was known in the past for really, I mean, that was part of, that's why you said Mike Wallace. He was known for that, for cutting people's legs off, where he would just go in. And I mean, no matter who he interviewed, famous, not famous, whatever, getting stories on
whistleblowers and going to the companies, and next thing you know, the company president saying, that's it, interview's over. That's
exactly. I mean, remember, that used to be their whole thing. That used to be the whole thing with 60 Minutes. So
right.
It's a gentler, kindler version of 60 Minutes, I guess. That's the bottom line.
Oh, yeah. Well, we did get some snow today. We got a whole 2 inches.
Yeah, nothing like that 40 inches.
Yeah, I mean,
no comparison.
Yeah, but I mean, the ski hill operators must be licking their chops north of Toronto, because just before Christmas, 40 inches. I mean, it's like they're probably looking to God saying, "Thank you."
Right, sure. Because then once everything settles down,
you've
got all that fresh snow up there. Although everybody has to get there first, if you have patrol cars that are buried.
Yeah, they probably called out the Army. Or a lot of people are running to the airport. When's the next flight to Miami or Florida or someplace warm?
Exactly. Get me out of here.
Yeah,
please.
You know it.
Yeah, and stay warm up there, Sam, okay?
I've got somebody to keep me company, so I'm always warm.
That's what you gotta do.
Aren't you glad the show's on late at night, because some little kid would be saying, what's he talking about,
That's right. Bundle up and take care, man.
Okay, take care, gorgeous.
All right, so you heard Sam say he's 40 inches. That's crazy. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kat, I'm starting to wonder if there were people in Canada. I forgot about Sam.
That's right. 40 inches of snow. Don, that's incredible.
We had a couple of our mountains here get about 5 feet, but, of course, that's way up where nobody's at, so. That's a lot just in the plains there of Canada. So
yeah, it is.
And of course they are there first to get the Arctic blast too, so
yeah.
So that's crippling. But anyway, did you really think liberal media is gonna treat their darling anointed president rough in an interview? Come on, Kate.
No. I think it wasn't a hard hitting interview. As he's talking about that Steve Croft interview with him on 60 Minutes, it wasn't, no. Mm-mm.
Of course not. I mean, that's their boy. That's who they wanted in the presidency,
Yep.
I mean, you ever going to see him go on Fox or up against Hannity? Forget it. So, he'd never let them to interview him. He'd tear him apart. But, right. And but anyway, though, but the thing that I wanted to ask you about is his talk today with the bankers.
Yeah, we rise and fall together is what he said. Yep.
I laughed my head off. This guy is like, it's kind of like the guy who thinks he has all the power in the world, talking to the guys who do have the power. Because the money's the power, Kate. The bankers know that.
Oh, absolutely.
They're looking at this guy like, yeah, you're going to tell us what to do? Come on. You know? And I just laughed. I thought it was funny. So, and nothing will come of it, of course. You know, they're going to do what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know. And if the government tries to intrude in on it, then, you know, you got, you know, big, nasty political situation there. And the government trying to take over the banks, government trying to take over everything, socialism. And so, anyway, though, hey, just a couple things on sports. Did you hear about the big trade?
Are you talking about the Phillies?
Yeah, your Phillies got quite the gem today, I guess. Huh?
I know. I thought that was on hold, though, temporarily.
I don't know. We'll see what happens. So Toronto's getting shafted, of course. You know, the small market teams always do.
Sadly, that's true.
I couldn't understand why Cliff Lee, they would get, you know, after what Cliff Lee did for him in the playoffs, but evidently he wants, like, CC Sabathia contract next year, and I'm
shaking my head
like
that. Yeah, they're not going to pay that, because you know that the Phillies might pay, you know, they've been forced to pay up and they've had to pay more. That was one of the reasons that Jim Thome left Philadelphia, because he thought that the team wouldn't pay to have the right kind of people around him to help the team. So now Halliday is, if it's supposedly they're just, it is on hold, but it's going to happen. So he goes to the Phils, Lee goes to the Mariners, and how big is that? And ultimately, I guess, the whole thing is, it's going to be done, like, 8 players involved in this whole thing.
Yeah. Well, of course, it'll be the, most likely, I'm looking at the last place A's again next year, right? So.
Hey, sometimes it's the underdog teams, though, that get going. I love it when an underdog team comes up.
Yeah, we're not going to, these guys are rolling the bucks right now, and, and anyone who knows the Athletics history, there's the definite no money team in baseball. So, but anyway, all right, Kate. Well, it sounds like you got to turn half hour over. So let me let you go, and we'll catch up with you soon.
All right, Don. You drive safely out there as you maneuver around the highways and the byways, and some of those back roads. Yeah, that's the thing about baseball, Don. Too. There's definitely the haves and the have-nots, that's for certain. 800-259-5791. We'll take more on the flips.
Ho, ho, ho!
The Christmas elves at Peppermint Jim's workshop have been busy whipping up holiday gift baskets, jam-packed with their top-selling peppermint products. Log on to GetMint.com and choose from a variety of gorgeous, bright red holiday boxes bursting with all your minty favorites. Choose from the Holiday Double Mint Gift Basket or the Holiday Favorite, or go all out with the Deluxe Holiday Essential Oil Basket. No matter what you choose, you can't go wrong with these terrific all-natural Christmas gifts. Your friends and family will love them. And while you're picking up your gift baskets at GetMint.com, be sure to grab a few stocking stuffers, too. From bath salts to candles to pure mint oil, mint freshens the air, perks up your senses, and has terrific health benefits. To order, call 1-800-345-9068. Or visit GetMint.com. And for a limited time, they're offering free shipping for orders over $100. So add some sparkle to your holidays and give the gift of mint at GetMint.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to 2/3 of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, Military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get three bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning.
All right, we're talking about a ton of different things here on the show, including Copenhagen and what's happened there. No deal in Copenhagen right now. Clock is ticking, thank goodness. Because give me a break on trying to have a deal come together anyway with 190-some nations on some very vague, loosey-goosey scientific information. Let's be real honest about it. So no deal there, and no deal in health care in the Senate. Looks like Lieberman is not going to go the way of the Dems, and he's not the only one. Claire McCaskill, I mentioned, Ben Nelson, another one. So that push this through before Christmas time, before the holidays, it ain't happening at this point. Bankers get a tongue lashing from the president, but really, honestly, what's going to happen when they leave Washington? Nada. Come on, let's give me a break here with that. I think that Don in Wyoming, when he made the comments, he's dead on right. That's what I was saying. Follow the money. It's about the money. Who has the money? They got the power. Al is listening to us in Canada. Hello, Al.
Hi, Kate. Have you quit breathing yet? According to Obama, breathing causes global warming. So we should all quit breathing. North of Calgary, in a little town called Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, it was 50 below Celsius with the wind chill. And also, you know, why is it that President Obama can give himself a B+, but he won't give out his Harvard marks?
You know, he doesn't want you to know.
the American people gave him 40. He's at around 45% in the ratings, right? In the opinion polls, he's around 40,
yeah. Yeah.
And he's B plus in his own mind, but he's 45% in the minds of women. And thank goodness for Senator Lieberman, because it would be the dumbest thing for America to ever have a publicly government-owned and operated insurance company. And also, Kate, did you know, talking about what's going on in Copenhagen, Obama's going to Copenhagen this week, right?
And he's going to be there Friday, right when everything is getting ready to end, yes.
Right. Is he going by sailing ship? Is he going to go on a sailing ship, or is he going to ride a bicycle? How is he? No, Kate, pollution cannot be produced. Mankind cannot produce pollution. He can only move it around. Unless you're bringing it in from Mars, you're not adding anything that the Earth doesn't already have. For example, there's still some oil in Texas, right? There's got to be some oil left in
sure.
Texas, right?
Yes.
Okay, now, that oil is just being moved around. It's being, what comes out of your tailpipe, out of factory smokestacks and chimneys and that sort of thing, is tiny little particles. They go up, they come down. When they come down, they fertilize the earth. If that oil in Texas and in Canada and wherever was not drilled, if we didn't drill for that oil, it eventually would leach into the water supply and poison the water supply. And I heard it, this felt crazy. I think it was Al Gore. He said that all of the famines in Africa are caused by white man's industry. The industry, a white man is causing famines in Africa. Who caused all of the famines in the Bible? I guess Moses talking to the burning bush. That burning bush that Moses was talking to must have caused the famines, right?
Yeah.
It's absolutely crazy.
I know, it is crazy.
In two years, the sun is going to go into a cooling period. They predict, a lot of scientists, for about 25 years, the sun is going to go into a cooling period. So the temperature is going to drop. So we need global warming. And this is not about saving the world. This is about destroying free enterprise.
Absolutely. Amen. That's the way to sum it up. Absolutely. Thanks, Al. You stay warm up there in Canada. You know, the goal ultimately of those that are in Copenhagen, or some of them anyway, is to get this political agreement or legally binding treaty, but they're not going to have a legally binding treaty. That's not happening. No way, no how. That's Fantasy Island if they think that. And the whole idea is the emission cuts and financing for developing countries, so it could be turned into something that would be legal maybe next year. And then you have Al Gore, who told a group at the conference that you have new information, or they've got new information that says that there's a 75% chance the entire Arctic polar ice cap might disappear in the summertime as soon as 5 to 7 years from now. So he joined a group of foreign ministers from Norway and Denmark in presenting this new information, these two new reports on melting Arctic ice. You know that whole thing about swampland in Florida? If you believe that, that's what I got for you. Mark is listening to us in New York. Hey, Mark.
Yeah, hi, Kate. I want to throw a couple of names out for your audience if they want to do some information on this climate research. It doesn't surprise me what's happening in Canada, although I haven't seen on the news about how cold it is up there. I wonder why they're withholding that news. One guy is named Robert Felix. He wrote a book called Not by Fire, but by Ice, a coming Arctic freeze, cold snap that's coming. It's not global warming. It's an Arctic freeze. Another scientist by the name of Tim Ball, who's worried about the excess precipitation, which will increase ice flow and more snowfall, and we're seeing that in Canada. But those are two good guys. I wanted to mention those two names, get them out of the way quick. This is not an anti-Michael Bloomberg phone call, but did you happen to see the New York Times article about his private jet that he
Yes,
did?
Yes.
Right. He flies to Bermuda every week. Now, this man is a fake, a phony, and a fraud. Hey, I don't care about this carbon footprint because he can pay for it, but he wants to tell the rest of the world that we shouldn't have a carbon footprint. So the article goes on to say how much his jets emit and all this other stuff. But there's a connection here because he said he pays for it and he pays for his, quote, his security detail. Here's a guy that doesn't believe in the right to self-defense and he has a security detail, which Berlusconi should have had one. He wouldn't have got bashed in the head. But let me go on about Mayor Bloomberg and his jets and everything else. I called you last week and I told you about this company he bought that's going to do the carbon trading. called New Energy Finance.
Mm-hmm.
A guy named Dan Doctoroff is the president of that corporation. That was Mayor Bloomberg's former deputy mayor of New York City. So they're all in this for the money, Kate.
Sure, absolutely.
And let me go on further with, I talked to you last week. I talked about these guys are eugenicists, and I know I'm going to sound like the other guy on the shortwave, but they talk about a global one-child policy modeled after China. If your audience doesn't know this, there's a lawsuit pending. It hasn't been settled yet, or at least I don't believe it has. Mayor Bloomberg, when he found out some of his underlings and his corporations were pregnant, he would tell the women, kill it, kill it, kill it, because he doesn't believe that lesser people should have more children. He's a misogynist. He hates women and he hates children. This is what the scumbag this guy is, but he thinks because he has $12 billion, he can go on and do this. And it's not just him, it's the rest of these people around the world that are pushing this phony global warming, like Gore and the scientists at Penn State and Lisa Jackson, the EPA. They should all be prosecuted. They should be prosecuted. And it's sad that they can get away with this. And I'm not just one big mouth on the radio. Do your own research, America. This is what's happening with this farce, because, and this leads me to my next point about Obama and the bankers. It's a sideshow. They put the guy in office. He's going to do what they say. It's just to make you try to feel he's some kind of populist, that he's against the bankers. They're crushing us because they are part of the carbon tax, which is going to be instituted on all of us if this garbage passes.
That's right.
So don't be fooled by Bloomberg and Obama and the bankers. This carbon tax, Bloomberg, he's got the company. They're doing the, Al Gore is doing the carbon trade. They're going to make trillions off of this, off of your back, America, from the air that you breathe. So don't believe them, and don't think I'm a conspiracy theory or some kind of nut. I know of what I speak. You do your own research, and you tell these people and the politicians when it comes up for election that we're not going to stand for you. You can have your own elites. You do what you want, and they try to tell us what to do, and we're saying, screw you. What's good for you is good for us, just on a smaller scale. We want to have our children. We want to drive what we want to drive. We want to make a decent living, and we're not going to have you scumbags tell us what to do. So, you know.
Absolutely.
A lot, but
100% right.
And
I agree.
I usually go on, but I won't. But the third world has figured out that at this climate change summit, which is going to have nothing will come of it now. The next meeting is going to be next year in Mexico City, and that ought to be a real crime wave down there. But the developing countries are seeing they're going to get screwed again by the same people that are trying to screw us. And
that's right.
Makes no sense. I'll call you tomorrow.
That's right. All right, thanks. And he's right. What Mark says there is what we've been talking about. It's the same thing. He's right about these companies. You pull away the veil and you find out that Bloomberg, for example, would make money off this. You find out the money that Al Gore has made. You find out how much money one of the Rockefellers has made, et cetera. And that's, you know, and it goes back to the same simple equation that we repeat over and over again. It really is true about following the money. And as Mark is saying, a lot of these third world countries are starting to catch on to this. So it was interesting. You had a huge demonstration on Monday. It was so tense. They had to actually suspend the conference for a little while, the talks, because of what happened on Monday. And it's definitely, there's no doubt that the developing nations have a very deep distrust of some of these promises that are being thrown out there by, hey, the people with money, the industrial countries saying they're going to cut the greenhouse gas emissions. So nothing's going to come of this. Absolutely not. There's not going to be any kind of binding agreement, and there's not going to be any kind of agreement that actually comes out of Copenhagen. But what happens in the following year, and what happens the year after that, and on down the line? I mean, who's making the money on this? You have to ask yourself that. Who's making the money? They show the framework for the climate bill that was unveiled. It's all of us that are going to pay. Ultimately, we're going to be taxed so much, we might as well be living in England. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. We'll take more on the flip side.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, Kit, you're killing me. Okay. They want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree.
Oh, my goodness.
Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys. Yeah, we know. You love us too.
Hello. At ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
1,000 thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me, just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick.
I gotta love that little Johnny Cash. I think Cash, I used to love the song Walk the Line. Then they did the movie and they played that song so much. But still, I'd say that's one of my faves. 800-259-5791. Talking about a lot of odds and ends, loose ends out there, and there are a lot of them. Copenhagen, a big loose end, and the whole global warming scam, because so much of it is, sadly. Stu in Kentucky. Hello, Stu.
Hey, Kate. Now, that is Stu, not Sue. Let's get that straight.
That's
right. I got the hint there. I figured I was next to open that song coming on. You know, Kate, I'm really upset with you. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Why?
You're worried about more taxes. Why do you have to be so greedy? I think it's great that you have to share your money with the rest of the world or the rest of the country.
Are you kidding? None of us are going to have any money. Are you kidding?
It's the right thing to do. Why should you keep your money and everybody else spend theirs? I mean, isn't that what Obama said to Joe the plumber?
That's right. You're right.
It's the right thing to do. It's all about wealth redistribution and redistribution wealth. It's fantastic. I don't know, but I can tell you this. I want to go to Copenhagen, and I want to smoke what they're smoking because they're smoking a good crap. Them people have come up with some crazy stuff, and they're smoking some really good stash.
No kidding. I'm waiting for the glaciers to melt in 5 to 7 years.
Well, they can put somebody in there with a drug test in Copenhagen, and all of them would fail if they're that stupid. They're just really dumb. And Al Gore, and the worst thing anybody can do is put their trust in Al Gore. I mean, and listen to me, trust me, I really believe this. If you're raised and you're brought up and your family money comes from something, I don't care what it does, you don't turn your back on it. Al Gore was raised on tobacco money. Mm-hmm. His family made their fortune on tobacco. And what he did, as soon as he got up there, as soon as he gets some money from some lobbyists, he turned on tobacco companies. And that's just how I see it. I live in Kentucky. Our city just made it a smoke-free town. A buddy of mine's clerk of courts uptown. We were up there talking. If you would, you go to the courthouse, sitting around and shoot the PS. And we both agree. This whole area is made on tobacco money. It's where everybody's made their fortune, either tobacco or coal.
Right.
And when you turn your back on tobacco and coal, the things that make your money, hey, you know, you're in deep trouble.
You have a good point there, absolutely. And what's happened with Al Gore, though, is he's making his money on the whole green movement, the whole
global.
Well,
now he is, right, and that's what I'm saying. But but sooner or later, he's going to find someplace else to make his money, and he's going to dump on them just like he did everything else.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy has no loyalty at all.
Yeah, I agree with that, yeah.
I mean, you know, here he is. He's preaching green to you, me, and everybody and their brother. He lives in a 15,000-square-foot home in Franklin, Tennessee, or Brentwood, Tennessee. And on Earth Day, he was the only home in the neighborhood with all the lights on. Do you remember that?
I do, yes.
The Tennessean reported it, took pictures. His floodlights were on and his trees. Whoever puts floodlights on their trees, I don't know. His floodlights were on his trees. All the lights on the house were home. When they wanted you to shut down, what was it, an hour or something?
Yeah.
He didn't do it. So, I mean, here's a guy. He's a sellout. He's a joke. He's a jackass. He's just like the rest of them. Like I said, boy, and I'm not saying nothing bad. It's their mascot. So, but it's just stupid. It's just, I don't know, this whole Copenhagen thing, like you said, it's going to raise taxes. And they've already planned on it. I don't understand. I guess I just don't get it. I mean, does Obama and Pelosi and Reid and all, do they make enough money on the deal in the end that they don't worry about the extra taxes that everybody's going to pay as well as themselves?
Absolutely. They make enough money in the end, and there's enough loopholes for them. Absolutely. And Nancy Pelosi's husband, who practically owns San Francisco, he has a huge construction company that's built everything there.
Right. And you know what really just kills me bad is, and I hear this, I went to the dentist Friday, and while I was at the dentist's office, we got on the whole subject, because I asked my dentist, I said, what are we going to do about this health care? And he says, Stu, I don't know, man. Chris said, I've been really thinking about this. He said, I talked to my CPA, and he just bought this practice 2 years ago. He said, I'm going to let somebody go. I'm not going to be able to afford to put health care on all my employees. He said, right now his overhead is 77%. So he said, he's got to make his cut somewhere. And so we discussed this, you know, and as I walk out, he's got this lady there. She's from Hawaii, and she's diehard rock. I mean, she just, and she said, oh, I think it's the greatest thing in the world. We all need medical care. I said, Chris, this first one you need to lay off, and you need to do it soon. Because it's just like I told her, but to explain to her, she thinks that, but yet she's cutting in. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She's cutting into her own pay, and the people aren't using this common sense at all. And while I was there, we were talking. You know that with my health insurance, my dental insurance, which dental is what a lot of people's going to drop, you know, if their insurance goes sky high.
Sure.
But my dental insurance pays 70% of my children's braces if they needed them, which thank God.
Wow.
70%. You know that the state of Kentucky's Medicaid program or the federal government's Medicaid program will pick up 100% of a child's braces. So
wow.
I will go for a $3,600 set of braces. It'll cost me over $1,000 to get it put on my kids.
Wow.
Joe Blow over here is drawing a check. It doesn't have to be drawing a check. His kids are getting Medicaid benefits, and they will pay 100% of the $3,600, and they're not responsible for a dime of it. You pay for it, I pay for it, and everybody else pays.
Absolutely.
For it.
Absolutely.
And if that ain't enough to pee you off, and they're worried about all this, people, it it's crazy. It's crazy. He was explaining to me some of the rules, like a family of four, maybe it's family of four. As long as they make under $2,000 a month, they're eligible for Medicaid. And to me, that's ludicrous. Why can't these parents pay for insurance one way or the other?
Right, because then we all pay for it ultimately. Sure, so what's the, it goes back to that incentive of, well, then why not just stay where you are? Why would you, if you're just a little bit over the line, why would you take something? You wouldn't. You would stay on welfare, basically, or that's what you would do.
Hell, I want to go get welfare. I don't want to pay for all that extra stuff.
I agree. Why should you have to shell out for the braces?
And it ticked me off. I could not, I mean, it was like, I just stood there like an idiot. I didn't know what to say. And here still, I got this big mouth in my other ear saying, we need health care. We need it's everybody's right. And I'm totally against it. But, you know, I never realized that Medicaid already pays for braces.
Yeah.
These people get a lot better care than we do in the long run. They pay more than my insurance company pays.
Yeah.
They pay the dentist more. He makes more money. We got one dentist in town, which is a good friend of mine, and he does nothing but Medicaid patients. Absolutely
sure.
Nothing but Medicaid. And Todd will tell you, he makes a killing off of Medicaid. Why should he? And I just, it gets me so aggravated. And then we talk about and then all this green crap, and they want to enforce more money on his taxes. And I'm like you, Kate. I'm selfish, and I don't want to give my money away. I say to hell with people that don't want to work. And I appreciate you, Kate. Thanks. And I'll talk to you before Christmas. Merry Christmas, honey.
All right, you too. I love that. Hey, it's right. Here's the bottom line. Because everybody is, all the things that are out there that are being discussed are all related to taxes for the middle class. And so eventually they're going to be digging into your wallet deeper and deeper and deeper. And I don't want to live like I'm living in England and I'm paying 70% taxes. And unless you are making buku bucks, you're feeling it. Now, I wonder why they're crawling down to the pubs all the time. Please, brother, can you give me something to drink? I don't want to live that way, and neither do you. Absolutely not. I, and it doesn't matter, that sliding scale. We're not even talking about making a lot of money. You could be making anywhere from 30 to 60,000, or your household could be a little bit above that. It's just the cut lines of where they'll be. And trust me, they're going to be waiting by the door to get your money, because green is green.
Now for something completely different.